Marco.
He hasn't come on.
Notice toes.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach. Yudula Chemincha. Tati Serura Alephet Gimel Yutap Sabi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sad Beinu Saharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dor Sheyechudcha Kevavat Shamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchin Tacharen Rachame Sitkacha Tamid Gamlen Betet Resh Tzaditach Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Tet Kufet Tet Nunayim Yo hey hey wa 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 The letter pay with a concealed vet The mouth that says blessings, the pay created the planet Noga, the planet Venus. The Vav created the constellation Shore, the Taurus, the bull. Pay and Vav is 86. Elohim, Alleluia. Yo hey hey wa, 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 yo hey hey. Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushatecha Yud Gimelamed Pezayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Ta'alumo Shin Kufav Zadi Yud Taf We've brought the energy of creation into our space. We will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewa Adanu Yo Yohedawanu Heyo Adonai Yohewa Adanu Yo Yohedawanu Heyo El Rahum Bechanun Erechapaim Veral Chesed Be'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Noseawon Vafesha Bechata'al V'nakei. We will now connect to the Ketoret offering, the incense. Atahu Adonai Yohewa Adanu Yo Yohedawanu Heyo Eloheinu Shehiktiru Avotenu Lifanecha Et Ketoret Hasamim Bazman Bizman Shebet Hamikdash Kayam Kasher Tivita Otam Al Yedei Moshe Nevi'echa kakatu b'toratecha. Vayomer Adonai Yohewa Adanu Yo Yohedawanu Heyo El Moshe Kach Lecha Samim Nata Hushelet Behelbena Samimubona Zaka Bad Bevad Yihie Vinyasita Otaketoret Rokach Mase Rokeach Mimulach tahor kodesh v'shachakta mimena adek v'datata mimena lifte haedut v'ohel moed asher iwaed lecha shama Kodesh Kadashim Tihye Lachem V'ne'emar V'hiktir Alav Acharon Ketoret Samim Baboker Baboker Behetivo Ed Hanerot Yatirena Uva'alot Acharon et hanerot, Bein ha'arbaim, Yaktirena, Ketoret amid, Lifnei Adonai Yohewa, Adanu Yo, Yohedawanu Heyo, Ledorotechem. Now for the additional information from the Talmud. Tanu Rabbanan Petum HaKetoret Ketzad Shalosh Meot Veshishim Ushbona Manim Hayuva Shalosh Meot Veshishim Wachamisha Kaminyan Yemot Ha Shachamamane Lekol Yom Peras Peshacharit Ufras Bein Harbaim Ushloshamanim Yeterim Shemehem Machnis Kohen Gadol Milo Hafta Biyom HaKippurim Umachatziram Limacheshet Beriv Yom HaKippurim Lishochakan Yafe Kedeshet He Daka Min Hadaka V'yachad asar simanim hayu ba'va ve'elu hein. One hatzari, two v'hatziporin, three v'hebina, four v'havona mishkal shivim shivim mane, five more, six uptia. Seven shibolet nerd eight vikarkom mishkal shisasar mane nine koshtai masar ten kilifo wikilufa shalosha 11 kinamon tisha Borid Karshina Tisha Kabin Yayin Kafrisin Sein Tilata Vekabin Tilata Bimin Lo Yayin Kafrisin Mevio Hamar Hivaryan Atik Melech Sidomid Rova Akav Ma'ale Asham Kol Shehu Rabbi Natan Abavli Omer Av Kipad Hayarden Kol Shehu Ve'im Natan Badevash Pisalavim Kisar Achat mikol simanecha chayav mita. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer chatzari Ino el asara anotef meatze haktav Borid karshina Lama hiva akedele yepot vayed hatziporen gedeshede naayen bafrisin lama huva gedele shrot boed hatziporen gedeshede aza V'halo me'raglayim yafim la ela she'en maknisin me'raglayim b'mikdash mifnei hakavod Tanya Rabbi Natan Omer keshehu shohet Omer Hadeketev, hetev, hadak, hadek mifneshe hakol, yafela besamim, itchma lachatzitayim, kishera lishlish velirviya, Lo shemanu amar Rabbi Yehuda zehaklal im kemidata kesheira lachat Sa'in Ve'im Chisarachat Mikol Simanecha Hayab Mita Tanya Bar Kapara Omerachat Leshishim Olishivim Shana Haita Va'ashel Shiraim Lechatzayim V'otane Bar Kapara Ilu Hayanoten Ba Korto Shel Davash Ein Adam Yakol La'amot Mifnei Recha Ilama en me'arvin Badevash Mifnei Shehatora Amra ki kose or kweko devash lo Tatiru mimenu Ishel Adonai Yohewa Adanu yo Yoaheda wanu heyo Adonai Yohewa heywa Adanu yo Yoaheda wanu heyo Tivauti manu miskavlanu Elohe Yaakov Sela Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe Dawanu heyo Tivaot Ashre Adam Boteach Bach Adonai Yohewa Adanu yo Yoaheda wanu heyo Hoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu biyom kareinu Ata seter li Mitzar titreni ranefalet Tisoveveni Sela V'arva l'Adonai Yohewa Adanu yo Yoaheda wanu heyo Minchat Yehuda Yerushalayim Ki me'olam ukshanim kadmoniyot Our handout today is on the unique astrological times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. Or if you're on a mobile device, it's at the bottom of the page. When the unique astrological times landing page opens up, scroll down to the sections for the Tanit Dibur, the fast of words. There are two links that are titled the Psalms landing page. One is from Psalm 1 to 68, and one is from 69 to 150. Please open up this link to the one that is connected to the later Psalms, 69 to 150. Today we are studying Tehillim 80, Psalm 80. So you will need to scroll down to Psalm 80. And we will begin by saying the eighth verse of the Ana Bekoa in a whisper. And now we will begin with Elishem Yehud for the study of Psalms and Torah. Hashem Yehud Kud Shabrechu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urshimu Uthilu Uthilu Urshimu Leakta Lashem Yudhe Bavate Beyehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kereneas But it may like to stay who couldn't who. Psalm 80, Tehillim 80, is an awe-inspiring prayer imploring Hashem to draw near to us as in the days of old. The above kavanah is a traditional kavanah to use when saying this psalm. The first word is lamnatzeach, indicating a pruning or a cutting away. It also connects to the word shoshanim, which is an unwritten part of this commentary, and shoshanim means a rose, and the rose is a metaphor for the children of Israel. It's usually thought of in the sense of a 13th petaled rose. There are 20 verses in Psalm 80. 20 is a number that connects to the Kabbalistic concepts of 10 sephirot of direct light and 10 sephirot of returning light, creating a perfect circuit of energy. The Ari teaches that the letter Kaf, which means a palm, has a gematria of 20, and its two forms, the regular and the final, connect to the crown, the Keter, and to the world of Atzilut. There are two links, but we will only be using one, the first link, which will open up to the Machon Mamre website. When the Psalms page opens up, scroll down to Tehillim 80, Psalm 80. Rabbi Sutton has not yet translated Psalm 80. Lam natzeach el shoshanim eidut le'asa mizmor. For the leader upon shoshanim, a testimony, a psalm of Asaph. There are six words which connects to Zeranpin, not in unity with Malchut. There are 25 letters representing the five worlds within the five worlds, a form of completion. The second pasuk. Roe Israel hazina nohe katzon Yosef Yosef achruvim ofia. Give ear, shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that art enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. Nine words connecting either to Chokmah, which is wisdom, or Yesod, which is the foundation. Letters which connects to Ima, Mother connects to the world that is coming, known as Bina. And Bina is always in unity with Chachma, so we know that the nine words are relating to Chachma. The third verse. Lifne Ephraim Ubin Yamin Umnashe Orayet Givuratecha Ulkali Yeshuata Lanu. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh stir up their might and come to save us. There are 10 words that connect to the 10 Sephirot. There are 46 letters. The number 46 connects to the letters Mem and Vav. And that represents a connection to the concept of his loving kindness. The fourth verse. Elohim Hashiveinu V'ha'er Panecha V'niwashea. God, restore us and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Five words connecting to the five worlds. Twenty-five letters. We've discussed the fifth verse. Adonai Yohewa Adanu Yo Yo Ahedawanu Heyo Elohim Tzivaot Admatai Ashanta Pitefilat Amecha. Hashem Elohim, the God of hosts, how long will thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Eight words that connect to the world that is coming, the level of the Sephirah of Bina. Thirty-one letters that connects to the name of God El, Aleph Lamed. The seventh verse.
To see me nu madon lishkene nu, we ove nu yilagulamo.
Thou makes us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies mock as they please. Six words indicating Zeranpin, not connected to Malchut. 32 letters, which connects to the Hebrew word lev, which means the heart. The eighth verse.
Elohim tzivaot hasheveinu v'ha'er panecha v'nivashea.
O God of hosts, restore us and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. It's interesting that Hashem is not included in this verse. The verse, ninth verse.
Shefen mi mitraim tasiya tegaresh goyim watita eha.
Thou didst pluck up a vine out of Egypt. Thou didst drive out the nations and didst plant it. A description of the Exodus from Egypt and the conquering of the land of Israel, where the vine is planted, the children of Israel. The 10th verse.
Benita lefaneha watashresha rasheha vatmale aretz.
Thou didst clear a place before it, and it took deep root and filled the land. See the metaphor of the children of Israel being arose, being planted, being a plant. Six words, which we've discussed. Twenty-seven letters representing all of the energy of the vessel when it's fulfilled by the light. The 11th verse.
Kasu harim sila wa anaseha arteel.
The mountains were covered with the shadow of it, and the mighty cedars with the boughs thereof. Continuing the metaphor of how the children of Israel grew in the land. The 12th verse.
Tishalach tzireha ad yam v'el nahar yonkotecha.
She sent out her branches into the sea and her shoots into the river. Continuing the metaphor of how the vessel grows, how the children of Israel grew. Sent out branches into the sea. The sea is the Torah. And into the river Jordan, or the river Euphrates, or to the river Nile. The 13th verse.
Lama paratsta gederecha v'aruha kol ovrei darech.
Why hast thou broken down her fences so that all they that pass by the way do pluck her? Seven words indicating the unity of Seraphim and Malchut. Twenty-six letters is a connection to Hashem and his gematria of 26. the 14th verse. Yikar shemena tazir miyar uziz sadai yiran ena. The boar out of the wood doth ravage it. That which moves in the field feeds on it. If you look at the third word in Hebrew, it has a large ayin. Why is it a large ayin? Because if you parse the word into mem yud, which is me, and me is who, and who represents a connection to bina as a code word, and the ayin resh is a translation code word of seeing the head. But in reverse order, it becomes the word evil. And so, without the large ayin, there would be an easy access to the negative system, which would be saying that the level of bina is evil, and that's a corruption, cannot be. And to avoid that, the letter ayin is made large, connecting to the goodness of bina, and to see that bina. The 15th verse. Elohim tzivaot shuvna habeit mishamayim ure uvkod gefen zot. The God of hosts, return, we beseech you. Look from heaven and behold, and be mindful of this vine. Six words. Twenty-seven letters. The 15th verse. Elohim tzivaot shuvna habet mishamayim ure ufkot gefen zot. I'm sorry, we did that verse already. Except we didn't count the words, so there are 10 words connecting to all of the 10 sephirot. And there are 37 letters, which is, as we've discussed in earlier classes, 37 is the milui, the concealed letters of Hashem's name when spelled connecting to the level of Bina, the world that is coming. Because 37 is the hidden letters of Hashem's spelled out name. The 17th verse. Seruf avaish kesucha migarat panecha yovedu. It is burned with fire. It is cut down. They perish at the rebuke of thy countenance. Six words. 26 letters. As students of Kabbalah, you should become familiar with the connections of these numbers. The 18th verse. Tehi adcha al ish yeminecha al ben adam imatz talach. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man whom thou madest strong for thyself. Ten words connecting to the ten sephirot. Twenty-nine letters, which we know from earlier classes, connects to the month of Av, and to the Partsuf of Av. The 19th verse. Willo nasog mimen ada mimecha techayenu shimcha. Nikra, so shall we not turn back from thee. Quicken thou us, and we will call upon thy name. The 20th verse. Adonai Yohewa Adanu Yo Yoahedawanu Heyo. Elohim Tzivaot Hashivenu Ha'er Panecha V'niwasha. Hashem, the God of hosts, restore us, cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. I believe that verse has been said twice before in this psalm. I have to look back to be sure. In verse 8, and in verse 4, why would we need to have this verse three different times? It's a question to ponder. As I read the Hebrew in sequence, Lam Natseah El Shoshanim Eidut Le'asah Mizmor Ro'eh Yisrael Ha'azina Nohe Katzon Yosef Yoshev Hakruvin Hofia Lifnei Ephraim Uvin Yamin Nashe ora et kivura techa ukalishuata lanu Elohim hashivenu v'ha'er panecha v'nivashea. Adonai Yohewa Adanu Yo Yoahedawanu Heyo Elohim Tzivaot Admatai Hashanta Tefilat Yamecha Heekaltam Lachem Bima Lawatash Kemo
Bid ma'ot shalish. Tesimenu madon lishkeinenu. Leovenu ilagulamo. Elohim tivaot hashivenu. V'ha'er panecha v'niwashea jefen mimitraim tasia tegaresh goim watitaecha wat me'alei arets. Patpini talifaneha, watashresh sarasheha, latmale aretz. Kasu harim latila la anafeha, arzeel tishalach etzirecha. Ad yam weel nahar yokotecha, lama paratza gerderecha, liaruha kolobre dearech. Yekarsimena hazir miyar, waziz sadai yirana. Elohim tzivaot shuvna tabet mishamayim ure ufkod jefen zot wikana asher data yaminecha v'yalben imatzalach serufa vaesh kisucha Migarat panecha yovedu tehiyatcha al ish yeminecha al ben adam imatzta lach velo nasog mimecha techayenu shimcha nikra. Adonai Yohei Hewa Adanu Yo Yoahedawanu Heyo Elohim Tzivaot Hashiveinu Ha'er Panecha V'nivashea. Verses 4 and 8 are exactly the same in their Hebrew as well as the English translation. But verse 20 has two words being added. One is the name of God Hashem, and I'm not sure what the other one is right offhand. It's the end of our class. Does anybody have a question? I wish you all Kodesh Tov, a good month, a Shabbat Shalom, a good Sabbath, a Sabbath filled with peace, a month filled with thoughts and contemplation of positive things. Shalom Gadol to all.
Kodesh Tov, thank you.
Thank you, Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Shalom.
Shalom.